Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to share with you, but we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders, both pain and non-pain disorders, non-pain meaning things like high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, allergies, emotional disorders, we can treat that and cure that without the use of drugs and surgery. And we've been proving it for many years with thousands of cases on the radio show. What we do is we open up the circulation, open up the channels in the body that are blocked by emotional stresses, eating wrong, environmental factors. And by doing this, we restore your health and restore the function of your body so it does what it's supposed to do again.
Yeah, health and function are sustained by the energy from our spirit. The Chinese call qi. Qi comes to the physical world. In the big world, you're attached to human bodies. And we travel on the freeway and we go restore order because qi is negative entropy. Yeah, the property of negative entropy, you never go in disorder. Whereas material matters always go in disorder. So everything is falling apart in the physical world. Qi, restore order. In the big world, you're attached to human body. We travel on freeways. In the body, you're attached to blood circulation. So everything is the disorder are healed by qi. So everything is caused by blockage between the mind and the body. Mm-hmm. Traffic jam in the real world, and traffic jam in the meridians where the qi and blood cannot go there. So
body.
When you restore the blood circulation, you give the energy to the pancreas, to the heart, to the lung, so they restore the function. That's how we restore health.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had with us last time Linda.
Yes.
Linda has been seeing us for many years. First, she had problems with, she's always had problems with high blood pressure. But she also had a history of lung cancer, which the doctors took out. But basically, I mean, that has been fixed. But
we cure her.
She basically came back because her doctors convinced her to get her adrenal taken out because they said she had aldosteronism, which is in fact was causing her high blood pressure. After they took out her adrenals, her blood pressure was still sky high.
Higher. It was higher.
Actually higher, yes.
So the adrenal was not the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-body traffic jam, mind-body
right.
blockages.
Right.
And her blood pressure was like 200 over 100 when she came back.
157.
200 over 157?
157.
Okay, yeah, because that's Dr. Tong treated her.
That's ridiculous number. You know,
right.
Not a second
and
number.
And then after that, the doctors wanted to take out her other adrenal, and she said, no way. And really, she should have said that in the beginning.
You got to say what I did with her with the one treatment. The blood pressure was 200 over 157. After my first treatment with her, the blood pressure went down to something like 140 over 94.
Right. And then when she came back, it was 130 over 88. Very, very standard. So, and she was still taking medication, and it was still so high. So she's only had three treatments back, and her blood pressure has normalized.
Yes. So that proved that we are right, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the blockages that cause the problem.
Right.
And in fact, after we cure her cancer, it's been like 4 years now, right?
Several years, three,
yeah.
4 years.
She's not going to, the cancer not going to come back. If she have any problem, come back. One or two treatments, mm-hmm. we'll fix it.
She also had some shooting pains and numbness in her hands.
From the
feet.
High blood pressure, yeah, before,
right.
Yeah.
Which actually went, the pains completely went away after the first treatment. And she still has some numbness, but that's also improving. So that is actually an incredible case. She really should not have had her adrenal taken out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's such a trauma to that area, and it causes more scar tissue, causes more blockages. I mean, really, everyone should avoid surgery at all costs unless it's an emergency. Say you're having an appendicitis that's going to burst.
Yeah.
But other than that, with systemic issues,
yeah.
It's really better.
Chronic health problem.
Right, it's better to
you really
avoid
should
it.
Not take a drug or surgery as a solution. Mm-hmm. That this case, you show you a very, very important point. With conventional treatment, you do it by part. You do it by taking care of the adrenal, and then somebody take care of the pain, somebody take care of the numbness, and drug take care of the high blood pressure. Totally wrong.
Yeah.
You come to our place, we cure, we restore health, and healthy person have no symptoms,
right.
No high blood pressure, no numbness, no pain, no cancer, nothing. A healthy person have no symptoms. So all major symptoms are being treated at the same time. It's actually really simple. You find out where the blockages are, you just clear them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You give a fancy name, aldosteronism, or the
high blood pressure,
malignant high blood pressure, essential high blood pressure.
It's all the same thing. Your blood pressure is high.
Why is blood pressure essential? Give it to your doctor if it's essential. It's not essential to you, high blood pressure, you know?
We also had with us Peggy, who has been seeing us for many years as well, with kind of a myriad of things with neck pain, shoulder pain, sciatic pain, leg pain, and a history of depression. And she's doing much better too. She only comes once every couple months for
a
tune-up.
We cure her depression, which is for decades.
Right.
And just a few treatments. First treatment, she was much better. And after a few treatments, she was cured. And 3 or 4 years later, it recurred because of stress. And she forgot about that. And she saw a program, Dr. Oz program, and try ECT.
ECT, which is electric convulsive therapy.
I thought it's extremely costly torture. Extremely
costly
torture.
That's a good one, too.
Because each time she was white.
ECT is so archaic. I mean, you see those in, like, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the movies that were in the 70s.
It's brutal.
It's so archaic. I can't believe people are still doing that. I mean, I thought we're supposed to go forward in medicine, not backwards.
Primitive. No, that's don't age us, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She was supposed to be cured with four treatments instead of, it turned out to be 3 months, and she was white.
And she got worse.
She got worse.
Tired.
And came back. Back to see us. Okay, four treatments, you're better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest, Wayne. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Oh, thank you very much. How are you today?
We're great. We'd like to first thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today. You know, we've wanted to have you on for a while. We've had your wife on with us, so we finally have you on with us. So give us a little background on where you're from, what you do, and how you first came to see us.
Okay, well, believe me, it's a pleasure to talk with you folks. And
good.
I hate to say how many people I've recommended to you from what you've done for me.
Yeah.
But my name's Wayne. I'm in my mid to late 60s. I've had a few health problems throughout my life. I'm a two-time Vietnam vet. I've been living on inhalers since my heart attack about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've had some hip and joint pains, and actually my wife is the one who I think heard your show, and she's one of the most incredible researchers I've ever known in my life as far as anything to do with nutrition and health.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks like she's about 30, and she's about twice that, so
yes.
she's
she
doing
is.
Something
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she is, really, yeah.
Well, I had gone to one of the top pulmonary specialists here in Southern California, and he told me the same thing I've been hearing for years, that I have severe COPD and severe emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
For about 4 or 5 years, I've been on inhalers ever since my heart attack about 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
about 4 to 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
When I came in, Dr. Tong, I kind of told him what was going on and everything, and he put needles in me where you're not supposed to put needles. But I'll tell you what.
No, that's wrong.
I even told my wife if I had to walk all the way to Irvine every few weeks and pay out of my pocket, I would be coming there. When I got my first shots or session of shots, it was about 30 shots, and about 15 of them were really pretty painful.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't help but laugh a little bit. Dr. Tong says, if it hurts, that's good. I felt like saying, for who?
For you and me.
For both of us, really. But it was amazing because I woke up the next morning, and I sat up in bed, and for the first time in probably over 5 years, I took a deep breath without using my inhalers. I've been seeing you folks for about 7 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I have not used my inhaler since the first treatment I got with you.
That's amazing.
And
I've been on anti-anxiety pills also for PTSD. I've cut that down to almost nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's relieved my stress. It's taken away all my joint pains.
Wow.
And it's made me feel like a frisky teenager, so I got to be careful with how I react to people now.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful for what you folks have done for me. And it's amazing, too, because I must have got about 30 shots the first session.
Yeah.
And, Elaine, you've been following up, and now I only get about half as many shots, and only a few of them hurt, which
yes.
means my meridians are finally getting cleared.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
And they don't hurt as much as before.
Right.
No, yeah. The first one was a killer, but now
yes.
it's almost a pleasure.
Yeah, it's not really a killer. You
like
didn't die.
I remember, actually, your face was gray when you first
yeah,
came
exactly.
that first treatment.
And right afterwards, you were pink.
You had color in your face again.
Yeah,
amazing.
Right after the first, yeah.
I must have looked pretty bad because
yes.
I walked in with another person, and Dr. Tong looked at the other guy and looked at me and goes, man, you're bad. You're going first. I didn't realize how bad I must have looked,
yeah,
but
yeah.
everyone said when I walked out, hey, you've got color.
Yes.
I
yeah.
thought, oh, great.
And
you know.
The next morning, I heard your wife said that you were able to run up and down 3 stories several times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I am so amazed that, like I say, I've been living on these inhalers, and I know they're good for opening up the lungs, but the residue is going to destroy the rest
right.
of your organs.
Right.
And the one thing I loved when I first met you, Dr. Tong, was number one, you sat down and talked with my wife one-on-one and gave her the respect she deserves.
Yes.
And number two, you said you are against all drugs. And I am the same. I have the same feeling, always have.
Mm-hmm.
Western medicine always wants to give you a pill for everything, and then in 6 months you have to take another pill to counteract that one,
yeah.
and it's just a spiral into the toilet.
All drugs are chemicals. No, you can call it prescription legalized. Legalized, a drug does not affect, alter the chemistry. So the side effect, they call it side effect, actually are inherent toxic effect that you cannot avoid. So side
exactly.
effect is just a euphemism. Okay, so, and in a healthy person, nobody takes chemical. So you want to cure a problem, you have to restore order, to restore health. And a healthy person doesn't take chemical, so you got to get rid of it. That's it.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to mention is your voice, Wayne, is very
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, right now, very strong.
So strong, I mean, you have to have lung chi, lung energy to have...
And speak so clearly.
Speak clearly and deep. Your voice is deep.
Yes.
So, I know that his lung chi and his kidney chi have definitely been improved. You're doing the herbs, I'm assuming. You're continuing those religiously.
Absolutely.
So he is the one that with the testosterone also improved, right?
Right. So now you're also, you've also decreased the testosterone, right? Or almost completely?
Well, I'll tell you, I all I can say is I never knew how bad off I was until you guys got a hold of me. And I never knew I could feel this good. So
okay,
I am
yeah.
so appreciative. You have no idea.
We appreciate you sharing your story.
Yes.
One more thing I want to add. You also are an avid skydiver. Tell us about how long it was that you did not skydive, and when did you start again? Because I know you're doing it again, correct?
Well, I probably went about 6 months where I wasn't jumping with students anymore. I teach it on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And now I go out just about every weekend. I mean, that's the one thing that maintains my sanity, because when you're jumping out of a plane from 2.5 miles,
yes,
your brain tells you all these little problems down here don't really mean a whole lot.
Right. It gives you a different perspective,
so,
huh?
Absolutely.
See, here's the difference between conventional medicine and our treatment, okay? With conventional medicine, become crippled fast, and they make you sicker and cripple you with chemicals, okay? With us, restore your health, restore your life, and give you the ability to fully enjoy life. After 60, COPD, emphysema for years, okay? And just one treatment, turn you around.
Yeah.
Oh, the very first treatment, I actually woke up the next morning and I thought, man, he must have hypnotized me or something, because I can't be feeling this good.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought something is really weird happening here, but I come back probably every 2 to 3 weeks, and I get a tune-up, and I swear I just I haven't felt this good since I was...
Right. So you don't even come that often, really. Yeah, it's amazing.
And your skin, your face is so much more smooth.
Right. He looks younger.
Smooth.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're gaining weight, correct?
Well, actually, I've been fighting for several years to put on weight, and I finally have put on about 8 or 9 pounds in the last 3 or 4 months, and I know that's just because I'm kind of cleared up and things are going where they're supposed to go.
Exactly.
You got chi, you got life. You know?
You're absorbing what you're taking now. So.
Exactly.
I'm really basically eating the same and everything, but now I'm not actually putting on fat, which surprises me because I'm a little bit on the lazy side. But I did work out this morning, but I am so grateful. I mean, you guys have really turned my life around, and I've always been against Western medication and drugs. I'm a recovering heroin addict from 40 years ago. And I've always tried to stay away from drugs, and I don't like the way they react on me. And I know that they're chemicals, and they're not going to do any good for me in the long run.
Yeah.
And going to the VA and several doctors that I've gone to, they always try to load me up on drugs.
Yeah.
And my beautiful wife will sit there and argue with them and say, he's not going to take this because it's going to do this to him, and I'm going to do this to compensate. And they
always
get mad at her.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom
they don't like that.
The first doctor who sat down and spoke one-on-one with a mutual respect, and I love that because doctors have egos, and they're hard to deal with usually. You guys are wonderful.
Yeah, they're wrong, and they don't realize it, okay?
Yeah.
And we underestimate the complexity of your problem. Your liver problem for the drug use in the past, your lung problem and kidney problem, that's what caused your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we fix your kidney problem, you don't need so much testosterone, your sex become better, your breathing become better, everything become better.
Because we're treating the whole person.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked at how clear my thinking was after the first treatment.
Yes, yes, yes.
I thought, my God, I'm not having panic attacks every day at noon.
Yeah.
And it's just really cleared me up. And like I said, I don't like taking drugs. I hardly ever take an anti-anxiety pill. And as my wife says, save the drugs for when you're feeling better. But we won't go there. Right?
Wayne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
We know you're so busy, and we really appreciate you sharing the story.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I'll
see
you guys in a few weeks.
You appreciate us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest today, Rita. Welcome, Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. Hi, Elaine. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Hi. Yes. Thank you for joining us today. So Rita is a patient of ours, and you came. Tell us a little bit of why you came to see us, and then you came to, and then you brought your son. So give us a little just recap of what you came to see us for, and then your son.
Well, I had chronic anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I have several other little issues, but nothing that Dr. Tong and Elaine helped me with. I'm able to cope during the day. I'm very happy. My anxiety is gone. I know how to deal with it.
You had severe depression too, correct?
Yes, I had severe severe depression.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any of those symptoms anymore,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just so grateful for what they've done for me.
And how long have you been getting our treatment?
I've been getting it, I think, a little over a year.
Probably several years, but on and off. I mean, you
yes.
kind of sporadically, not really
so
consistently.
So how many treatments? Not consistently, you know?
No.
I think maybe two or three years, but not. She will come, and then she won't come for 6 months and then come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You also have hepatitis C, correct?
Yes.
And how's that? You went to get your blood
that's
test.
Really good. My viral loads are gone. I don't have any type of it or anything like that.
What,
I'm really doing very well
what
in
is a,
every way,
what
especially
is,
mentally. I'm mentally
so,
happy.
Uh-huh.
So what is hepatitis titer, the blood test? How much is a virus titer?
None.
So you there was actually zero? Wow.
See, your hepatitis C, B.
Right, they couldn't find it. I remember now.
Yeah.
And I think when you came back, they scared you, and so you came back to get treatments. But then actually when they called you back, they said that the viral load was actually close to zero. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your son now then.
My son had three erosions in his stomach,
mm-hmm.
and he had his legs were so big, you couldn't even see his ankles and his feet. His toes were huge. And just two treatments, he feels so much better. He's happy. His legs have gone down. There's no swelling in his legs. He's just doing very well, very well.
How was the ulcer?
Yeah, how long has he had these problems?
He's had these problems for about 5 years.
5 years, and it started all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, yes.
Okay.
But but he had problem since he was born. He has problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was born hypospadias child, and he had a lot of problems, and he's just doing really well with the treatments, and it's just been two treatments, and I'm very happy and pleased. He's doing well.
As I recall, does his father have some problem in Vietnam? That's why he could have this
yes. Agent Orange.
Oh, Agent Orange.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Hypostatebadia is something wrong with the testes. Okay, so
yes.
there's a kidney problem. The Agent Orange affected the father, and which transmitted to the son.
My son.
So
mm-hmm.
he
yes.
had problem ever since. And kidney... Yeah,
yes.
Kidney not only control the genitals, but also can take care of fear.
Yes.
That's why he have anxiety yes. and
mm-hmm.
depression,
mm-hmm.
along
mm-hmm.
with the physical thing.
And the lower extremities.
Yeah, the kidney control, lower extremity, the ankle. That's why he cannot get rid of
the
fluid.
Water. Well, the
okay,
fluid, yes.
So to treat him, we had to improve kidney, liver, everything else. Not
right.
just
yeah. not just his legs,
not
or just his
testes,
or just his ulcers,
or just his anxiety, or just his depression.
Well, because it's all connected.
Which is a joke. The way the conventional medicine, the so-called reductionistic treating each person by part is such a joke.
Yeah,
yeah.
only two treatments, Rita.
Yeah, I only gave him two treatments,
and he feels so much better.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He's more happier. You know, he's always laughing now, and I don't have to put funny movies on Dr. Tong.
Wow. he wouldn't laugh the first time.
He wouldn't.
He was so out of it. I mean, he so looked so depressed.
Well, because
so he's laughing now. Wow, that's
yes.
good.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
And he's just done a remarkable thing for him. I was going to take him to regular doctors, and I said, you know, I'm going to take him to my doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did.
Because
if you can help me, you can help him.
Let me tell you, okay, you regular doctor are better than regular doctor in this case. We are the irregular doctors.
I mean, Rita, your son has you to thank for
exactly.
You. I mean, you basically forced him. You said you're going
yes.
to see him.
Exactly, okay?
Yes.
The way he fell, okay, is really just existing. It's torture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, just looking at him, you know, it's like torture. No, he's just forcing himself to live.
Yes, he just... he felt like he just wanted to give up.
Yeah.
You know, I said, no, we can't do that.
Oh, no. That's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Rita, thank you so much for taking the time to share
your story.
Yeah,
we're going to follow up on Frank.
Yeah, we're
going to
follow up on Frank because.
And have him on the show.
Yeah, this is a huge improvement. Two treatments only, and after so many years of problems. So.
Yes. And then, two treatments.
Yeah.
And I can actually see his ankle.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And you actually see your son.
Yeah.
The real, Frank. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rita, thank
you
so much. So we'll see you soon and take care and we'll follow up with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's DRTONG for more information. If you're just joining us, you missed two incredible cases we had with us. We had Wayne, who suffered from about 4 to 5 years. He was diagnosed with COPD and emphysema, had to use inhaler daily since his heart attack, and used it 4 to 6 times per day. He also had problems with liver, with a history of drug abuse, as well as kidney issues with anxiety, fear, prostate problems. After the first treatment with Dr. Tong, he woke up the next morning able to take a deep breath without using his inhaler. And actually, since his first treatment about 7 months ago, he has not used his inhaler once. He was not able to skydive for at least 6 months. I think it might have been longer. You don't remember that far back. I think it was almost a year that he didn't skydive.
Yes.
But after, I think after the first or second treatment, he started going again. He's skydiving once a week.
After the first treatment, he was able to, next day, was able to run up and down 3-story a few times.
Yes.
And do 25 push-ups.
Yes.
100 push-up or 25 sit-up. I forgot.
Yeah,
incredible number of stuff.
His energy was greatly improved. His emotional outlook, his thinking was clearer. So he's doing much better. And now he's coming for maintenance about once a month. We also had with us Rita, who came to us for severe anxiety, depression, and history of chronic hepatitis C. She's been coming to see us sporadically on and off for the past 2 or 3 years. Her last hepatitis titer was nil. It was nothing. So they couldn't even find it. No more anxiety, no more depression. But more amazing is her son, who came to see Dr. Tong for 2 treatments with history of severe ulcers in his stomach, hypospadias, and swelling in his ankles, which within 2 treatments, all of that has disappeared.
And he's happy.
And he's happy again.
And no more anxiety. Yeah. Okay, so, all his life he was suicidal, actually.
Yeah.
You know?
So amazing story.
Yeah.
So if you missed it, check out our website and have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.